Sometimes the best education is free and informal. That's the case for commentator Andrei Codrescu. He's been studying webs, both real and virtual, and those who spend their lives spinning them.
It's winter, and he's dying. But I've had the most successful spider spinning in my front yard. She made a multi-level, many-storied web that stretched for a good 8 feet between the ground and two oak branches. The structure got more and more elaborate and trippy, and the spider got yellower, bigger, and more sure of herself the wider and deeper her domains reached. Other spiders in the vicinity were not so lucky. One of them started out good, but her real estate didn't shelter the web from the wind, so it got ripped by a gust, and, in any case, she was too close to the ground, easy to reach by cat paw. These spiders are called wolf spiders, and they can get as big as nutria out in the swamp. They eat the less flashy males after they mate. I mentioned my front yard architect for several reasons. One, she seems a lot more interested in her creation than in her prey, though I do not doubt that she eats well in such a cleverly designed trap. Secondly, she conducts her operations unbothered by harmful humans who mow very carefully around her and admire her work. Thirdly, she was very smart to build in a place that was sheltered enough from the elements and open enough to elicit admiration instead of disgust. And fourthly, she was lucky. She squatted on a liberal's lawn. Now I should be so lucky, or you. The only analogy in the human world is an internet habitat called a blog. The blog is the grapho-egomaniac's perfect outlet. It's a daily, hourly, or perpetual diary belonging solely to a writer and her thoughts. These thoughts are made public to the world every time the writer is at the keyboard, which is, in some cases, 24/7. Some people cruising by will read the postings and respond to them with thoughts of their own, or even better, some admiration. And some move into the blog, reacting to the writer's every entry with one of their own, like a family member, and all in real time. Eventually, a small community is born, with a blogger at the center of the web, entertaining or devouring the haphazard relatives or any number of guests. Today, there are literally millions of bog masters on the web, each of them spider-like at the center of their own world. Most of them believe, doubtlessly, that this is all the world they need, and that they are at the center not just of their private world, but that of the world itself. In the real world, winter comes, and even the greatest spider dies eventually. The blog will likewise go on until the blogger runs out of room on the server and can't pay the bill. Then it's clear not only that there is a bigger world, but that there are students of webs and blogs who watch and wonder about all the work.
Poet Andrei Codrescu edits the online magazine ExquisiteCorpse.org.